This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. A mother's agony as she weeps over the death of her two children, their pictures gracing the tops of coffins between candles, the victims of horrifying acts of terror in Sri Lanka yesterday. Sri Lankan police said Monday the death toll from the series of explosions at churches and hotels has risen to 290 people. Another 500 were injured in the blasts. Officials say 13 people have been detained in connection with the blasts. Colombo resident Mangala Karunate says that no one expected renewed violence in Sri Lanka.
During the 30 years of civil war, we had lots of explosions in Colombo. We are used to our airport getting blown up and the central banks, things like that. But it's been a 10 years of peace, and we got used to that.
Health Minister Rashiza Senaratne said the perpetrators were a local organization, Taufik Jamaath.
This is a local organization, but we don't know whether they have been linked to the outside.
The U.S. is turning up the heat on countries that import oil from Iran, AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is set to tell Japan, South Korea, Turkey, China, and India that they'll no longer be exempt from U.S. sanctions if they continue importing oil from Iran during an announcement this morning at the State Department. Current sanctions waivers for the five nations expire a week from Thursday, and it remains unclear if any of them will be given more time to wind down their purchases or if they'll be subject to U.S. sanctions beginning May 3rd if they don't immediately halt imports of Iranian oil. The move is intended to increase pressure on Iran by strangling the revenue it receives from oil exports. Matt Small, Washington.
The State Department is due to make this announcement about 2.5 hours from right now. This is VOA News. Vladimir Zelensky won Ukraine's presidential election on Sunday, defeating incumbent Petro Poroshenko with 73% of the vote. Zelensky has pledged to keep Ukraine on a pro-Western course. Sudan's ruling Transitional Military Council warned on Monday against blocking roads and controlling the movement of citizens and said all routes are to be opened immediately amid continuing protests that forced the president to resign. Madani Abbas Madani, a representative of the Civil Power Association, said the organization will not waste their time and the time of the people. They will stop all negotiations with the military. The Sudanese military overthrew and arrested al-Bashir on April 11th and has appointed a military council that says it will rule for up to 2 years while elections are being organized. Japanese prosecutors said Monday they've indicted Nissan's former chairman, Carlos Ghosn, with additional charges of breach of trust, with his alleged misconduct expanding further outside of Japan. The charges filed on Monday are his fourth and are related to payments by a subsidiary of the Japanese automaker that allegedly went to a private investment company controlled by Ghosn. Prosecutors will not confirm details of the charges. Speaking on Fox News America's newsroom, former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, who worked under President George W. Bush, warned current White House aides that there are lessons in the Mueller report when it comes to ethics.
On obstruction, the president and his entire team need to realize how close they came to being charged with obstruction. And laws are restraints, and even presidents must be subject to those restraints. And asking your staff to lie, engaging in some of the activities that the Mueller report stated that the president engaged in. It's too close to obstruction.
The Mueller report recounts how Trump called former White House counsel Don McGahn twice at home and directed him to set special counsel Robert Mueller's firing in motion. The Archbishop of Paris and Catholics from around France and the world honored the firefighters who saved Notre Dame Cathedral, praying on Sunday at a special Easter Mass for a swift reconstruction of the beloved monument. Some streets around the medieval cathedral also reopened 6 days after the blaze, allowing tourists to get a closer look and local restaurants to open. Notre Dame itself is expected to remain closed for years. Tesla CEO Elon Musk appears poised to transform the company's electric cars into driverless vehicles in a risky bid to realize a bold vision that he has been floating for years. He plans to showcase the technology to Tesla investors today at the company's headquarters. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.